Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Santa Clarita, California City Council is set to discuss a vote of no confidence for Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon during Tuesday's City Council meeting. City Council members are set to discuss the special directive set forth by Gascon and take action as deemed appropriate. Desiree Andrade tells Fox News her disbelief.
And it's coming from a man that truly does not care about us victims and is totally pro-criminals at this point.
Desiree's son was beaten to death by supposed friends. The discussion comes after the City Council's public safety meeting called for the City Council to take up a vote of no confidence with Gascon's special directives favoring criminals over victims. And on a follow-up, the illegal immigrants who were involved in a fatal California highway crash last week near El Centro, California, reportedly paid up to $10,000 each to be smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border. The 25 immigrants were jammed into a single SUV that crashed into a semi-truck. 13 were killed. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Biden on Monday seemed to forget Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's name at a White House event, calling the Pentagon chief the guy who runs that outfit over there. 78-year-old President Biden has previously struggled with the names of his own cabinet secretary selections. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden will give his first primetime address to the United States on Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of lockdowns across the nation due to the coronavirus pandemic. Venezuelans will be getting special treatment at the U.S. border, Dan Naraki reports.
The Biden administration will offer a protected status to undocumented Venezuelans in the United States. An estimated 320,000 Venezuelans will be eligible to receive temporary protected status. According to Homeland Security officials, the move was made because of the extraordinary conditions in Venezuela, where nearly 5 million people have fled from in recent years to escape economic hardships and humanitarian crises. The temporary protected status allows people to live and work in the United States until conditions improve in their home country.
USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Center for Disease Control announced new guidelines for people that have been vaccinated. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC has released its guidelines for nearly 31 million Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. One of those recommendations would allow those who are fully vaccinated to meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk of severe illness without masks or social distancing. Dr. Richard Besser says that could help encourage more people to get the shot. The former acting director of the CDC tells ABC News it would be a welcome step towards normalcy.
It's an individual who's at low risk of having serious illness. The CDC is saying you can be together. And so that opens the door for grandparents to meet with their children and their grandchildren and have that kind of contact. And I know for a lot of people, just that movement towards some semblance of normalcy will be a great emotional release. And I hope for some people who've been on the fence about getting vaccinated, it will encourage more people to do so.
Since vaccine distribution began in the United States on December 14th. More than 72 million doses have been administered. That's reaching 14.6% of the total U.S. population. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.6 million shots a day. 14-game schedule Tuesday in Major League Baseball. The spring training games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Two late games, Nationals and Astros at 6:05 p.m. and Dodgers and Reds at 8:05 p.m. Tickets are available for the games being played in Florida and Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
You know, Larry Klayman writes, there comes a time when the justice system fails to stand up for the American people, when people must take action. You know, the left has lied, cheated, and abolished American democracy. We can't even count on the Republican Party anymore. They've given up the fight. And as if that's not enough, the Supreme Court's not helping either. Are we just supposed to just accept something that we know in our heart of hearts is still questionable regarding the 2020 election? I know for some people, it's, oh, Bill, get over it. It's done. It's there. You know, he's Joe Biden is the president of the United States. Look, I get all that. But, you know, I don't know, for too many, and this is what we need to be careful, is accepting, you know, things in such a way that we just, you know, brush it under the carpet. Whether it's not, whether it's, you know, like I said, in this recent conversation, you know, it's discussed that John F. Kennedy's election and his win over Richard Nixon, people say, well, you know, truth be known. You know, it was Illinois, you know, cheated. They stuffed the box, and that's what won in the election. And it's just acceptable. And, you know, Richard Nixon didn't say. He just kind of packed his bags and went away. And that's the way politics works, I guess, is that if you're able to cheat and steal and do whatever, it somehow is okay. But, you know, as Barack Obama says, elections have consequences. And we're, you know, having to pay a consequence here. Because of an election that is questionable. Let's leave it at that, okay? It is questionable. And you think, well, if it goes up to the Supreme Court, maybe even the Supreme Court will listen and do something about it. Maybe there will be some investigation, some deep dive. But no. You know, we've got Congress running quick, particularly spurred on by the Democratic Party, to codify, to make legal all these shenanigans that they got away with in 2020. Now, if they were so legit what they did in 2020, why are they codifying that which was illegal? I mean, is anybody asking that question? I mean, it's just curious, you know. If it was all legit, why are we having to codify? Because they know at some point, you know, the truth will be found out. And I don't know. You know, you can only hope that there is some consequence. Somebody's going to pay for it. But the way our government operates, they keep getting away with it. Whether it's, you know, what has been revealed in this recent FBI investigation and the Durham report, we knew it was coming. And I'll tell you, it is, it's not all that big a surprise. It's just a matter, you know, the surprise is how willing and what kind of intestinal fortitude is there in the body politic to really dig into the corruption that has run rampant in our government? Is there enough intestinal fortitude to take it on? Or do you just, okay, we just accept it. That's just the way it is. It'll always be that way. And, you know, the next time around, it'll be the Republicans' turn. So they get to cheat and steal and do whatever. And then the Democrats get to cheat, steal. I mean, this is a crazy cycle. I mean, this is not what it's all about. Because meanwhile, you know, you heard what happened, you know, as Adam Andrzejewski was spelling out what was going on with our budget. You know, we're looking at $30 trillion of indebtedness. I mean, we already passed. I mean, forget about our kids paying it or even our grandkids. I mean, we're going into generations beyond. That's how crazy it is. Well, he's the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, the current chairman of Freedom Watch. Larry Klayman joins us now. Larry, how you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you doing? I guess as good as anybody. It's not a happy time.
No, but, you know, again, you know, I say to the kids and I say to the audience, experience defines preference. And we're getting hit in the face with a lot of experience. And so what kind of preference, what kind of government do we really want here? And also, what kind of government are we willing to fight for? I guess maybe is the question.
Two really great questions. We have no choice but to fight, you know, peacefully and legally, I might add.
Yes.
That's what I suggest in my book, It Takes a Revolution. I have various proposals on doing that to wage a new American revolution. But this country's been totally taken over. It's a total takeover by the radical left. Biden, you know, is hanging on. I don't think he'll last another 2 months, you know, on this earth. He's probably going to pass on either of his own free will or he'll give him something. He doesn't wake up. Yeah. And then we're really, you know, in a gulag. The socialist communist gulag with Kamala Harris, who has no, you know, morals, ethics, or anything else. So this is where we are today. And we're going to have to fight for it. Yes, we are going to have to fight for it. Mm-hmm. And citizens' grand juries. I think we need to form a new government as we can in the Declaration of Independence.
Exactly.
And on May 31st, and I hope you'll be there, we're going to have a Third Continental Congress. It was the second one that gave rise to the Declaration of Independence. And we just need to start that step, and the Republican Party is dead. I'm setting up a separate organization with people that, you know, are expert at this to form a new political party. What have these people done all these decades? You know, look at where we are today, and, you know, they're reduced to going on Sean Hannity and just pontificating every night. This is what we're going to do.
Right, exactly.
We take the House and the Senate. What did they do when they controlled the House and the Senate, as well as the presidency? Nothing.
Right.
$30 trillion deficit, Obamacare bigger than ever. I can go on and on and on.
Right. Well, and, you know, the rhinos got exposed, but this is all, you know, a very slow process to, you know, filter all this out, Larry. And this is why people are so frustrated and why they're losing faith in their own. And I can say this very much so regarding the Republican Party. You know, your sentiment is reflecting that of many people. They don't even want to be identified with the Republican Party anymore.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think maybe the poster boy is Ted Cruz, you know, who, you know, in my view is a total fraud. I mean, look what the guy did. You know, his people are dying in Texas of the cold and he goes to Cancun, Mexico. I mean, that tells everything about the Republican Party. Right. It's done. And now they're fighting with Trump now because they stole his name. They're doing fundraising off of his name.
Yes.
Without asking his permission. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, the final stab in the back of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, he did a lot of really good things, but we do need to move on. We can't look into the past, and we need a new president. Perhaps we'll nominate him at that Third Continental Congress who has the class of a Ronald Reagan and the strength of Donald Trump. That's what we need.
Exactly.
And, you know, like George Washington, I mean, you know, there was a real leader, you see, and he didn't go around tweeting all day long. So, you know, this is what we need. Thank God he didn't have a cell phone.
Right. Yeah, God only knows. We've got about a minute left here in this segment, Larry, and I had mentioned before you came on that, you know, the Supreme Court put the last dagger into the heart of the American people that were looking for some sort of justice on this last 2020 election. They just took a step back and said, hey, we don't want to hear Trump's last remaining election challenge.
Yeah, well, that's why I wrote the book. I go through the judiciary. That's the biggest problem. That's what Thomas Jefferson predicted would give rise to another revolution. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to the extent that people, you know, went into the Capitol on January 6th, the federal judiciary is largely responsible for it, not the people that walked in, frankly.
Exactly.
To be honest.
Well, he's the founder and former chair of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch. Larry Klayman is with us, and we'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from biotech.trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Thailand has done well in avoiding the impact of the COVID-19 health crisis, but they're still suffering uncertainty. It's just one of the many countries experiencing the financial ramifications of fewer foreign visitors and lost tourism income. Through radio broadcasts and media players, the Tide Ministry is bringing hope to Thai listeners who feel unsafe and afraid because their economy is collapsing. As Christians, we have the assurance that comes through our hope in Jesus, and it's our responsibility to encourage others to put their hope in Christ. Thailand is one of multiple countries on three continents where the Tide Ministry broadcasts gospel programming. Our daily Bible studies and sermons air in 30 local languages across multiple regions around the globe. And you can learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic by visiting thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Yeah, we're glad we got Larry Klayman with us to talk about things that we can do. We need to activate the citizenry. You know, when the document of our U.S. Constitution opens up with those three powerful words, we the people, it really infers an activation, not a laissez-faire attitude, because it is that laissez-faire attitude that has given rise to this elitist class that is very happy to take over and to be served and not to serve the American people as they should. As Larry has written, and I mentioned this earlier, and it bears repeating, there comes a time when the justice system fails to stand up for the people, when the people must take action. The left has lied, cheated, and abolished American democracy. And Larry, you're saying March the 17th is one of those lines in the sand that you're calling everybody's attention to, right?
That's right. It's probably going to be the 18th.
Okay, all right.
But it's be a day later. We're going to, as we did last year, seek the indictment of someone who is a criminal. I mean, that's Biden. There's no question about it. I mean, there are documents out there. This guy Bob Belinsky, and there's other information that was acquired and published by Peter Schweitzer. Biden took millions of dollars of bribes from the communist Chinese laundered through his son Hunter Biden. He needs to be held accountable. Bill, ask yourself this question: if the Chinese had been in control of Washington D.C. on January 6th, when people entered the Capitol, as they did in 1991 at Tiananmen Square,
mm-hmm.
with students, 10,000 of them, that were simply carrying a statue, a mock-up of the Statue of Liberty, they murdered all of them in cold blood.
Right.
They would have killed everybody in Washington, D.C. And now we've got somebody in the White House who, in fact, is bought and paid for by the butchers of Beijing. So, yes, we are going to use the citizens' grand jury. We're going to seek Biden and his son's indictment with his brother, Frank. And we will, if we get the indictment, which I'm confident we will, we'll try him in a people's court, we'll sentence him, and we'll seek to mete out the sentences peacefully and legally. And as I write in my book, It Takes a Revolution, we even have the right for citizens' arrest. Even in California,
mm-hmm.
the most leftist of all states, there's a statute that says that if you know somebody committed a felony or observe it, you have the right to arrest them as a citizen and turn them over to law enforcement. And, you know, now we need to make a point. Even we're not going to do it violently. We're not going to take people into custody violently, but we need to make a point that this legal system belongs to the American people.
Exactly.
Doesn't belong to these court jesters, clowns, and criminals on the courts and in the Congress in Washington, D.C.
Well, will Joe Biden be represented in the citizen grand jury, or it's a typical grand jury? He's not represented. It's a review of the facts, right?
Review of the facts. Now, Scalia, Justice Scalia, in 1992. In a case, United States versus Williams, said the grand jury belongs to the American people,
mm-hmm.
not the three branches of government. The case was brought by a criminal defendant who said, well, I was indicted with information that wasn't admissible as evidence in court. And Scalia said, that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the expression, you can indict a ham sandwich,
right.
comes from.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you'll get your chance when there's a trial. You know, then we're going to go by the rules of evidence. And we will on that. But right now, we're going to indict him with the information that's out there in the public domain. I hope to have Peter Schweitzer testify. I don't think he will, because most of these people don't want to risk going on Fox News.
Okay? Mm, yeah, right.
They don't want to do anything too strong.
Mm.
Okay, but there's a lot of information out there, documents from this guy, Bo Belinsky, who was Hunter Biden's partner, and others. And there's more than enough to indict Joe Biden, Hunter, and Frank.
How does this look, Larry? Give our audience an idea. I mean, we say a citizen grand jury. Where is this going to take place? How does this process, and then a conclusion, and then what happens after the citizen grand jury comes to a conclusion? What next?
Well, we follow. We don't have to follow it. You know, again, the Declaration of Independence says we follow the laws of nature and nature's God.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's the basis upon which our legal system is based, you know, if it ever functioned. It's based on the Ten Commandments and the Talmud and others, okay? Judeo-Christian concepts, teachings of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, to make the long story short, we seek the indictment and we'll follow the procedures. I did that last year when we indicted Robert Mueller. I used the same procedures that I used as a prosecutor at the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I voir dired the jury. I said, you got to be neutral. You can't, you know, make a decision on the basis of politics. You have to weigh the evidence. We elect the foreman, and we have a true bill that we give to them that they vote on at the end. We'll televise, by the way, the Citizens Grand Jury. It'll be live streamed as well, so people can see what we're doing. We won't have the faces of the jurors because their lives are at risk. And
right.
I guess in COVID, you could wear a mask and take care of that.
Right.
But then we can try them. We can have a judge preside over a trial. We seat a petit jury, regular jury. We voir dire again. And Joe Biden will have an opportunity to come and defend himself. Will he? No, they won't. They won't show up. But that's their choice, and they'll be on notice that they're welcome to come and put on a defense. These people are so arrogant, they don't feel like they need a defense.
Of course.
And they not only have the Democrat Party protecting them, they'll have the Republican Party protecting them as well, because there, by the grace of God, goes the Republicans. There's a number of Republicans that could wind up indicted too, including Mitch McConnell, taking illegal money from the Chinese, laundered through his wife, Elaine Chao. The flip side of the same coin. I mean, granted, the Democrats are radical leftists, and the Republicans are do-nothing, worthless, part. And that's another thing, Bill. We need another political party, and I'm setting one up in a separate organization. We need some competition here. The Republican Party's dead.
Well, we also need to take back a free and fair press, don't we? I mean, the free and fair press, as outlined in our U.S. Constitution, is MIA. I mean, they're missing in action, and they're still running. I mean, it's kind of like big tech. Big tech is covered by 230. Mainstream media is covered by a First Amendment right, but yet they obliterate the very right that allows them to exist. How does this happen, Larry?
It happens because there's no control by the people. You're right. They're not holding them accountable. And that's why I say forget the scandal industry. They're going to turn off shows like Hannity that just promise you things that aren't going to happen. But now there's a dangerous trend in the conservative media. I wrote two articles in the last few weeks. I won't name the name of the publication. And they were censored by a publication that I write for continuously only because I said that the events on January 6th at the Capitol were not mostly criminals. They were mostly the American people, and that it was over election fraud. The conservatives now are stepping. I don't know if you ever saw this movie when I was a kid, Take the Money and Run by Woody Allen.
Right, exactly.
Where the bullies would come after him, take his glasses off, and then step on them. It got to the point when he saw the bullies coming, he'd take his own glasses off and step on them. That's what many people in the conservative movement are doing now. They're frightened. They're scared. They have no courage. And they're worried that they're going to wind up indicted by Biden's Justice Department if you say something that January 6th was justified. You know, that's what they say. And January 6th was justified, not by the criminals that broke things or whatever, but by the ordinary people that were there protesting a fraudulent election. And you can't say that now either.
No, you can't say that. And the people that broke in, I mean, you're talking less than 10% of the people that were there. You had over 1 million people show up. And what are they saying? A couple hundred people? Before there were guns, now there's no guns. I mean, some of the truth is coming out. And yes, there were people that did damage, and they deserve, they deserve the consequence of their action. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. And sadly, the Republicans folded tent over this instead of, you know, still holding the ground to say, look at what are we dealing with here? We're contending that the election was not free and fair, and this needed to be debated, but they just folded their tent after that.
That's right. I mean, most of the people that were there, in fact, there was even an Olympic gold medal winner, Cleet Keller, who was indicted on 6 counts, just walked into the Capitol, and now he faces 30 years in prison. And the FBI has been turned into, under Biden and Harris, the Gestapo. They're out there threatening people, rounding them up. And so conservatives have gotten scared, so-called conservatives, because they're not conservative if they're running and cutting.
Right.
But this is what we face on both sides, censorship on both sides right now.
So you're telling me Kamala Harris is not paying their bail, but she's paying Black Lives Matter bail, Antifa bail. But for conservatives and real patriots, no, we're going to put them in jail, throw away the key.
Well, you know, God forbid. Dr. Seuss is now in jail, too.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
Curious George. They're all in jail.
Got to leave it there. Larry Klayman. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
2 chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Santa Clarita, California City Council is set to discuss a vote of no confidence for Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon during Tuesday's City Council meeting. City Council members are set to discuss the special directive set forth by Gascon and take action as deemed appropriate. Desiree Anderade tells Fox News her disbelief.
And it's coming from a man that truly does not care about us victims and is totally pro-criminal at this point.
Desiree's son was beaten to death by supposed friends. The discussion comes after the City Council's public safety meeting called for the City Council to take up a vote of no confidence with Gascon's special directives favoring criminals over victims. And on a follow-up, the illegal immigrants who were involved in a fatal California highway crash last week near El Centro, California, reportedly paid up to $10,000 each to be smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border. The 25 immigrants were jammed into a single SUV that crashed into a semi-truck. 13 were killed. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
I just got to hear that song. I love that song. Even though, Al Perotta is not here. Normally, that's his theme song. We've got Dr. John Zemarek joining us, senior editor of The Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for all the information that you need to know. John has been the press secretary to pro-life Louisiana Governor Mike Foster, reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily, among other publications. He is the author and co-author of 6 books, including the recent The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. And I guess we are scrambling a bit to get John on the line, but that's okay. I'm confident that that will happen because we've got lots of things to talk about with John, including, Hail Hydra, he says. Why the MAGA movement must become a multi-headed monster. And you love it when, Dr. John gets a hold of these concepts because he delivers a depth and a perspective that you don't hear here in the traditional writing. So get ready, put on your hard hats and your seat belts because Dr. John Zemarek joins us now. Hey, John, how are we doing?
Hi, Bill. Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was just bragging on you because I was talking about Hail Hydra, why the MAGA movement must become a multi-headed monster. I said, the thing about you, you have a way and a perspective of looking at things that, you enlarges. I mean, this is why I appreciate you coming on the show, because you bring a refreshing perspective and you cause us to think deeper. And this is what is needed in our society and our culture today, John.
Well, thank you, Bill, and you certainly get a great message out there, and you bring people back to the core principles, which it's all too easy for people to drift away from them, you know?
Well, exactly. That's why I said after the election, John, that we needed to re-embrace first principles. You know, we got lost in the, you know, the political, emotional waves and everything that was going on, but it's like, okay, let's pause a minute and consider what really matters, right?
Right. I mean, important as it was, I really would like never to have to hear about Maricopa County election officials or Dominion for the rest of my life. I mean, we lost that battle, and it was rigged against us from the beginning. We have to just stop them from enshrining election fraud in H.R. 1.
Exactly.
We have to look forward. I think it's important. We need to purge the Republican Party of the people who united against Donald Trump and frustrated him and obstructed him for four long years and then sided with the Democrats against him. We need to do that not out of absolute fanatical loyalty to one person, but we need to do that for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the rhinos did, and I include the rhinos he appointed, people like Nikki Haley, and increasingly, it seems, Mike Pence, who he selected. These people have tried to take the Republican Party away from the American people and make it the tool of corporations, military contractors, a small cabal of highly paid lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and think tanks that have anointed themselves as the official spokesman for half the country. And Trump disrupted all that, and that filled them with rage and hatred and resentment. But it's not about Trump per se. He did a great job of disrupting them. He's not perfect. He's too trusting. I think he's subject to flattery. Nikki Haley could bat her eyelashes at him, and all of a sudden he would forget that she practically called him a Klansman during the primaries.
Right.
He doesn't realize that just because he patches up a friendly deal with somebody, it doesn't change the fact that their ideas are off, that their cronies are off, their connections are off, their priorities. They're still working for Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham, even if they're now saying nice things about Trump for the moment.
Right.
But
Well, John, I think it's even more foundational. It has to do with, did they help or hurt the Constitutional Republic with their actions?
Right.
They did not advance the Constitutional Republic because they became self-interest. If the filter was, hey, what is going to strengthen this Constitutional Republic? That would be one thing. But there's just ego. It was him against them, you know, too much of that stuff, and forget about the Constitution. And so then what happens is you find yourself allied with the very people that are even worse yet, and that's the Democratic Party.
That's right. In my article at the stream, Hail Hydra, Why the MAGA Movement Must Become a Multi-Handed Monster, I offer the recipe for GOP swamp gumbo. I would hope I can share it with you.
Yeah, please. Yeah, we got time. I love that.
For decades, the corrupt Republican formula has read like this. One, decide on a policy that benefits big business donors or military contractors or tech giants, people with the deep pockets to hire former politicians like you, regardless of party. Then find smart people to dig up libertarian or patriotic or religious or pro-family rationales for that policy. Pump those rationales out through all the asbestos ducts, lead pipes, and plastic feeding tubes controlled by the conservative movement, so-called.
Yeah.
Three, freeze out and ignore any conservative who notes the flaws in it, or how it benefits your rich friends and not the country, send out a memo to get that person canceled or sidelined by conservative magazines and publishers. No more TV appearances. Mm-hmm. They don't get to appear on Fox. Pull some strings. Number four, smear left-wing critics of your policy as socialists. And if there are any right-wing critics, smear them as xenophobes or racists. This way you've got coverage on both sides. Number five, make a deal with sensible Democrats to share the jackpot you're going to collect when that policy becomes law. And number six, rinse and repeat. This is how the Republican Party has operated at least since 1996. And Trump disrupted this highly profitable arrangement, and that's why so many people hated him.
Exactly. I mean, that's the bottom line of it all, John. And this is brilliantly stated. I mean, this has been the playbook, right? I mean, we talk about the playbook of the Democrats, Marxism and that. But the Republican Party had a playbook of their own, and it's clear, just as you spelled it out.
Yeah, and one thing I find is that the Democrats get their share of corrupt, self-seeking, greedy people like Joe Biden, frankly, who don't really have very many principles. They just want to get rich in politics and wield power. But they also have plenty of zealots. And their zealots often come to positions of power, like AOC, mm-hmm. you know, and I would say Andrew Cuomo, while he's corrupt, is also kind of a zealot. I think you have Gretchen Whitmer. These people really are up for big government socialism grabbing Americans' guns. They care about those ideas in a way that Mitch McConnell doesn't care about the Republican ideas so much. He's just really in it to control the institution, wield power, and print money. And I think we've got far too many. If you look at those Republicans in Georgia who let the steal happen in the election there and made that backroom deal with Stacey Abrams, Kelly Loeffler is not some principled conservative. She's a trophy wife who thought it would be fun to be a senator. And her billionaire husband who runs the New York Stock Exchange threw money around till that happened.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So not a great loss that she's not in the Senate.
Well, speaking of Whitmer, she's in trouble. Similar story as with Governor Cuomo. We're not talking about sexual harassment. We're talking about the deaths of older people in nursing homes as well. So she's coming out of fire. And, of course, you know, the governor in New York, I mean, it doesn't matter that you've killed thousands of people with poor management and decisions, obviously. What matters is that you got a little bit too close to a couple of your aides, I guess. Sexual harassment trumps murder, I guess.
Yeah, Lady Democrats' career prospects are worth more than the lives of grandmas and veterans.
There it is. John Zemarek is with us, and we'll continue with our conversation. Stream.org is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. More from Dr. John after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Ahead of the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards on March 14th, IBM launched a new digital fan experience called Grammy Debates with Watson. Grammy Debates with Watson is an AI-curated music debate experience, allowing fans to contribute their points of view to some of the most important music-related conversations today. Fans can engage in debates related to the most groundbreaking artist or biggest style icon and add their arguments via the online portal. The Recording Academy is also transitioning Grammy Backstage to the IBM Cloud to seamlessly host the pre-show, premiere ceremony, and more. Christy Kolsky, IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships Marketing Program Director.
Grammy Debates with Watson gives fans around the world the opportunity to have their voice heard in some of the most iconic debates in music today. Powered by IBM, AI, and cloud, this is another example of how we're applying IBM's cutting-edge technology to help revolutionize the entertainment industry and bring innovative experiences to our clients' key audiences.
Visit Grammy.com/Watson for more.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Lenders Law, number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. John Zemerick in his article, Hail Hydra. You know, we as you explained to us, John, earlier in the segment, in the previous segment, it is a multi-headed monster that the Democrats are utilizing, and even Republicans. But you're saying the MAGA movement must come up with a multi-headed monster of their own, right?
That's right. I mean, if Andrew Cuomo falls, the Democrats have somebody ready to take his place. If Gretchen Whitmer falls, they have somebody ready to take his place. But what if something happens to Donald Trump? What if the New York district attorney manages to pin some fake crime on him? Trump's gone. What happens then? Does John Kasich take over the Republican Party? Does Jeb Bush come back and say, well, it's still my turn to be president? We need to develop the populist, patriotic, conservative movement beyond the one man who started it while being grateful to him and supportive of him. He wouldn't, I think, want it to be a cult of personality. Mm-hmm. We need to find more people like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, but we need a deeper bench than that. Christy Nomi. We need to start nurturing the next generation of conservatives like that. And they're not coming up through, you know, your typical Republican institution. The National Review Institute is not, the interns there are not going to turn out to be populist conservatives. The Never Trump movement, which really was simply the Rhino movement, still has control of many of the institutions that feed into Republican Party politics and conservative movement organizations. So we need to be supporting publications like American Greatness and Chronicles Magazine. And we need to be looking to politicians like Rand Paul, who are not formed by the GOP establishment, which would be basically a for-profit institution and an arm of the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, what you're pointing out here, John, is something that I think has been underestimated greatly. We've been saying this from day one regarding Donald Trump and the example he set forth. That is his sense of independence, his disdain for the establishment on both sides that had hindered the American people. He brought freshness. He brought independence. He brought really true liberty to the people and served as a great example. Unfortunately, I am not sure that that caught on enough because, you know, anything that's systemic, it is the way people get reelected. They count on certain formulae in order to get reelected. And that formula keeps them beholden, right?
Right, right. And what the Republicans don't seem to see is that with H.R. 1, that's a formula, all right, to make sure no Republicans win anywhere ever again. It's like Venezuelan vote rigging. They're basically saying, telling the Republicans who didn't back Trump on fighting this deal are now being told to put up or shut up.
Exactly.
You Republicans who wouldn't back Trump, you said all this was fine. You're fine with ballot harvesting. You're fine with vote by mail. You're fine with Stacey Abrams bringing in suitcases full of mysterious votes all printed by the same computer. You were fine with that to beat Donald Trump. Well, guess what? Now we Democrats are going to use it to beat all of you. We're going to have a one-party state here in America. And if you reject it, if you fight back, we're just going to call you racists. Mm-hmm. And you were going to collapse at the word racism. It's like water on the Wicked Witch of the West. You're going to say, oh, okay, no, anything, but just don't call me a racist. If you're not willing to stand up against fake racism charges and the cynical abuse of a real tragedy in American history, well, then we really do live in a one-party state where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is fighting with Andrew Cuomo over who will get to bring more COVID patients in across the Mexican border and then get them abortions.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's interesting, speaking of H.R. 1, is that if the election, I mean, this is the way my thinking goes, John, you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I'm saying if the election was free and fair, why are the Democrats scrambling to codify all this illegal junk that was thrown upon us with H.R. 1?
Yeah, they realize Trump was expanding the appeal of conservative views and conservative politics, so they need to be able to steal with impunity. Mm-hmm. They locked down the economy. They torched trillions of dollars in wealth. They unleashed rioters on every city in America. But because Republicans did not stand up to them on garbage like voting by mail, and on ballot security, the Democrats could just print as many new ballots as they needed. And we see that they're perfectly willing to do that. This is H.R. 1 and keeping the filibuster are really a decisive turning point for the future of America. The Democrats are hoping to pull the ladder up behind them. Yeah. And really make the Republican Party utterly irrelevant.
Even like they've done in California.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Even the selfish corporate hacks of the Republican Party who wouldn't support Trump because he was a threat to their control of the institutional party, even those people should see that they're about to become utterly irrelevant. They're not going to be able to raise funds. People like you and me are not going to send them money. Mm-hmm. If they're running in basically fixed elections where it's just clear that the Democrats will just count and recount and close down the count and then bring more people in and have fake water main breaks and just do whatever it takes to win and keep power and use the entire power of the federal government against states like Texas and conservative cities and churches and families in promoting a creeping socialism and a radical intolerant secularism. Take our guns, take our parental rights, take our religious freedom, all in the name of some vague utopia that they wave around to impress the young people. But really, it's just people like Hunter Biden getting rich. Mm-hmm. We did a piece at the stream that interviewed Jack Maxey. Are you familiar with him?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ought to have him on. He is great American, used to work for Steve Bannon. He got the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop and has been putting them out on Twitter. Look him up on Twitter, JackMaxey1, and you can find the download information that will let anyone on this hearing this program download the whole Hunter Biden laptop. And he did that because he was one of the few people in the world to have it. The media wouldn't report on it, and people told him his life was in danger. As long as this material, which implicates Russian mobsters, Kazakhstani warlords, the Chinese Communist Party, and, of course, the president and his family of incredible corrupt political dealings. He was told by a friend of his who had been in the CIA, or, you know, you got to get this out there so everybody has it, so that there's no reason for you to die.
To be the specific target. Exactly.
Yeah, for you to, you know, shoot yourself in the head six times and be found in a public park.
No, exactly. Hey, John, I wanted to address something else. There's a stream.org regarding Pope Francis in Iraq apologizing to victims. Jason Jones, our good friend who's associated with the stream, called on Pope Francis to repent for the Vatican's silence on ISIS. Break that down, if you would. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay, I've got a new piece about that. Pope Francis is talking about how horrible it was what ISIS did to the people of Mosul and of the region. What he doesn't realize is that happened because those people had been stripped by the government of their gun rights. So they were absolutely defenseless. ISIS conquered the city of Mosul with 1,500 terrorists, a city of 2.5 million people. But because those people had been disarmed by their government, they weren't able to resist this small band of fanatics running rape camps, slaughtering people, burning churches. Once you render the population disarmed, they are like chickens in a Purdue poultry factory. They are absolutely helpless. And unfortunately, Pope Francis, along with a lot of bishops, have been out there yelling for the population to be disarmed. Mm-hmm. Every time there's a mass shooting, you get all these letters from churches about the epidemic of gun violence. It's not an epidemic of gun violence. It's individual people doing evil things to the helpless, and the people are usually helpless because they're in a gun-free zone.
Exactly.
Or a blue city or state. There's no good guy with a gun to stop them. And what happened to ISIS? Why is ISIS gone? Because good guys with guns, Christian militias, Kurdish militias, other civilian militias got hold of guns, and they banded together to defeat ISIS. And that's the only reason ISIS is not still in power. So in my article at stream.org, I call on Pope Francis to stop calling for gun control, stop condemning those who make weapons and sell them to honest citizens, stop calling them unchristian and complaining that it's somehow evil for populations to be able to defend themselves.
Exactly.
Mobs, invading terrorists, or tyrannical government.
How did his tweet make any sense, John? You know, I read his tweet that he put out on March the 5th. I come as a penitent, asking forgiveness from heaven and our brothers for so much destruction and cruelty, a pilgrim of peace, in the name of Christ, Prince of Peace, how we have prayed in these years for peace in Iraq. God always listens. It is up to us to walk his paths. What is he saying here? I mean,
that just comes out of his BS generator. He's got a computer BS generator in the base of the Vatican that just turns this stuff out. It sounds nice. Don't look at it too closely. It actually never makes any sense at all.
Well, I guess that's what happened. I'm sitting here. I'm going. I'm getting brain bruised over this thing. Going.
Yeah,
okay. This is the Pope himself, and you're going. Okay. You know. What's your point?
He sounds like a Russian bot. It's just randomly generated happy talk that gives people a warm, fuzzy feeling in their stomachs that they get when they listen to YouTube Coldplay.
Yeah, and so somehow he won't get canceled, and his Twitter account survives another day, I guess. I guess that's the whole point. He's the senior editor of Stream.org, the one and only Dr. John Zemeric. John, as always, appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, God.
You got it.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen